Hi, I'm Darren Peppard. Welcome to the Leaning Into Leadership podcast, the podcast dedicated to today's hardworking leader. Join me every Sunday for leadership insight, inspiration, and a little pep talk to keep you rolling down your road to awesome.
All right, my friends, welcome into episode 134 of the Leaning Into Leadership podcast. Super excited to drop this midweek release for the month of April. I'm back here with my buddies Todd Bloomer and Dominic Armano. And today, folks, we're going to dive into finding the balance, right? I mean, let's be honest. As leaders, sometimes we can just get stuck, really, really stuck in that world of the firefighter, you know, where we're just running from one fire to the next, just constantly putting out fires. I've heard people describe it as playing whack-a-mole, where every time you get something done, something else is popping up. And what results is from that is that you are no longer focused on the work you really need to be doing. You are instead just continuing to manage day-to-day, taking care of those little situations that continue to crop up. And so today, Dom and Todd, I want to lean into this a little bit. I want to have a little bit of conversation about some of the crazy that is going on. You both shared with me the other day some rather interesting situations, and you guys can choose to share or not share what you had told me. But I just find it really interesting that, you know, as leaders, we're going to have those days where we spend most of our time fighting fires. But then we're also going to have days where we're able to really take control of our time, be really clear, be really intentional, and maybe live a little bit more in the leadership world. So gentlemen, welcome into the show. We'll dive into the topic. Maybe just a quick around the horn, just let us know what's going on and say hello. Todd, I'm going to go to you first.
Greetings from San Antonio, Texas. Excited to see you guys midweek. Excited to get together. It's always a highlight of my day. I can't believe how fast the year is going. I tell kids all the time that when I was a student, it didn't seem like time moved at all. And now we're already in mid-April. You know, in San Antonio and Texas, we'll be out in a little over a month. We're already getting ready to do graduation. Now we're already starting to send out information for graduation to parents and meetings with kids. We just had our prom. We have our senior awards coming up on Monday. Just a lot of the fun activities that go with high school are really starting to kick off now, really the bucket fillers. And then really, to be honest with you guys, as you know my story, I was a middle school principal for 4 years before I've been here. So I've been at Churchill High School for 5 years. So some of these families I've had for 7 years. And that makes it really special to see the end of K-12 journey before they're going off. And I might have met them with their brothers or sisters when they were in third grade or fourth grade, and now they're 18 years old and getting ready to go off to colleges or the military or the work world. And it's really rewarding and bucket filling to go. So this is a great time of the year to be at a high school. And it's really one of those things that you cherish each moment with them. And the kids are excited and nervous at the same time. And it brings a great energy to a high school campus in mid-April.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. Let's see. How do I top that? Dominic here coming to you live from the Armano Kid Kitchen. That's right. I'm in the playroom right now. We're undergoing construction, so I don't have an office. So those that are watching on YouTube, you do see a children's kitchen behind me. It's kind of crazy how I listen to Todd talk about how he's wrapping up his year because we're not even in our spring break yet. And again, I just find that really fascinating, I guess, just the difference between where you are and where I am up in New York. We had state testing today for the grades 3 through 5 ELA exam for the state. And we're about a week away from spring break. And, you know, as those of you know, I'm wrapping up my first year where I am in my new district out on Long Island. And really, again, grateful and fortunate and thankful to have had the opportunity to work there. I love it so much so far. And I can't believe we're already starting to talk about next year. So, we'll go from there.
Yeah,
and I'm just going to, I just want to apologize now. Like every time I look at myself, I see this play kitchen behind me, and I may or may not laugh just randomly. So just going to throw that out there now.
it's just, you know, further evidence that we are running a little bit of a lower budget production here. We're not putting a whole lot of money into the backdrops, but you know, hey, I mean, that's, you know, you do with what you've got to do. And, you know, so you're showing off your kids' play kitchen. I mean, I think that's pretty wonderful. So there you go. I mean, at least your kids have the play kitchen, right? That's a good thing. So, yeah. So let's kind of dive into this a little bit. You know, I certainly had those days where, you know, you get to work and you blink your eyes and it's 4:25 and you're like, what happened to the day? Like, I don't even know what I did today, because just like seven things come flying at you. And let's set aside the big crisis, right? Because, you know, when you have the big crisis, that isn't firefighting. I mean, it is, but it's also, that's taking leadership to another level. But I'm just talking like those day-to-day brush fryers that just start cropping up. You got these three teachers need this, and a couple kids need this, and then you have that. And man, before you know it, the day has just come off the rails. So you both, like I said, you both shared with me that your days were rather entertaining. A couple of days ago when we were texting about putting together this particular episode, what are the things right now that derail you? I mean, how do you categorize that? I'll say one more thing and then I'll be quiet for a second. I was keynoting an event today, and one of the pieces that I shared with this group of leaders, Nebraska Council for School Business Officers, I just asked them a question and did a simple, hey, turn and talk, one word, what is something that steals your time? And man, they started laughing right away. They're like, man, what steals our time? What doesn't steal our time? So you guys decide who goes first on this. Just jump in. Let's talk about this. What's stealing your time? What derails your day?
Dominic, your earthquake, I think, takes cake. Let's go.
So, you know, it's hard for me to categorize like the small little brush fires versus the big fires, because we kind of almost had a fire this past week before the earthquake. So these are just some of the things that have been taking, I guess, time away from, I don't know, the bigger picture, however you want to say it. But we had, unfortunately, there was a house in the neighborhood, the block that was just right next to my school, that did catch fire, which brought an intense smell of smoke into the building, to the point where I didn't know if the actual building was on fire or if it was coming from the outside. So again, that was one thing where, you know, trying to wrap up observations, but, you know, when all of a sudden you're like, wait, what is that? You know, and you know, it's funny, because I'd be lying if I said this is the first time something like this happened to me, right? So you do spring into like this different type of mode, right? So, you know, like I guess back in science class, they talk about, you know, the fight or flight, right, situation, right? But, you know, in that situation, because you're a leader and because you have, you know, you're kind of guaranteeing the safety of everyone in the building, you do go into like a fight type of mode. So there was that. And then the day after that, so literally it was, I think this was like Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I'm in my office again, trying to type observations. This is the second time now. I'm trying to get these observations in, and my monitors started to shake, and I felt like the ground moving. And I'm like, so I pick up the radio and I'm like to the custodian, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, is the building okay? He's like, I don't know, it's shaking. So that was the earthquake that kind of we felt where I am. And then there was a solar eclipse, which just so happened to fall right smack in the middle of my dismissal. So the peak of the eclipse in my area was 3:26. The children are walking to the buses at 3:26. My district is amazing. They bought eclipse sunglasses for all of the students and faculty and staff. We turned it into a learning experience, but we're talking about, again, I'm in elementary school, so pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, first grade, trying to get all of these little people, right, these little humans from the building to the buses without looking at the sun without their glasses on. So those are just the small little things that take me away from doing my observations, but I'll get them done eventually. but also, you know, in reflecting, right, and having conversations about some of the things that we do, it's the best part of the job. And I truly mean that, because one of the things that I love so much about our job, and this is education, not just being a principal, but just being an educator, a teacher, is that every single day is different, because we're dealing with so many different personalities and so many peoples and so many things, that, you know, you look back and you laugh about it and you smile about it. And, you know, these are the stories that I love telling around, you know, a kitchen table with my friends or my family and things like that. But yeah, it's just, you know, you just got to roll with it. But it is, like I said, some of the best stories I have and the best part of the job. So, but that's where I'm at, Todd. What do you got?
I don't think I can top that. You know, we were in the eclipse also, but unfortunately it was completely overcast. So we dismissed, our period was about 1:35 till about 1:33 to like 1:36. So 2,400 kids we dismiss. We had glasses for everybody. You run a risk of letting that many kids outside at one time. And then it was completely overcast, but we had two or three small glimpses of an eclipse. The kids got really excited about. It got completely dark, not completely dark, but very dark. And the temperature dropped considerably. And it was probably 90 degrees in San Antonio. We're getting to the point where it's extremely, there's days where it's just very uncomfortable now. And so the cool part was the kids were all together. And so while I don't have the earthquake story, you know, we got a moment that we can share that we were together. And we have a lot of kids that were taking pictures of each other in those glasses, taking pictures outside. So like we created this like special moment around the eclipse. And that was a part that I thought was really awesome. I was semi-nervous leading up to it because, like I said, letting 2,400 high school kids out at one point for about 25 minutes, because we wanted to give them the, you know, before the eclipse, and then after. And so, but the kids were so well behaved. And so, you know, Darren, you asked that question, what's kind of keeping me, you know, from doing everything that I do? Honestly speaking, it is right now everything outside of my office that I'm doing that is derailing me a little bit, but also helping so many people be successful. I position myself outside of my office in the main area of Churchill High School all throughout the day, the last 2-3 weeks. I figure if I'm out of the office, people can't get a hold of me in the office, but they can find me outside. And so I enjoy that right now because I like someone to come up to me and say, hey, I need some help. I need some assistance. And so I've kind of cleared my calendars Tuesday to Friday to just be out in the hallways and be visible, talking to kids and talking to teachers to be able to help them. So I've kind of taken the chaos at the end of the year and flipped it into a positive to say, I'm not going to be in my office unless I have to be. If you want to meet with me, we can meet on the red bench outside the old attendance office, where we can meet standing up outside of the old auditorium, and we can stand and we can have these discussions. It does two things. It makes the discussions a little shorter because you don't sit in the office and lean back and take your time. You're kind of standing, so you're going to get to the point of what you have. But then also kids know where I am, and I can be, I'm a deterrent, hopefully, for kids to be able to leave campus, cut school, or if somebody needs to report me, they can find me outside. Because a kid will find you in the hallway, they might not necessarily go to your office. And so as I'm trying to look at my calendar, I'm trying to clear, like today, eighth period, last period of the day, I wandered our main building the entire period. I wanted to get my steps in, but I also wanted to be a deterrent for kids at the end of the day. And I also wanted teachers to be able to see me. So this week, on top of the meetings that I get called to, I try to be as visible and really as loud as possible so that people can hear me and know that I'm on campus. Because in my mind, I feel like that is a welcome sign for teachers, that the principal is in the hallway, visible. Or you know what, if I need to see him, I don't have to trek all the way down to the office. I can be in the main thoroughfare where every teacher passes us by. And I'm going to build a sign one day that says, if I stand here long enough, all of Churchill will pass me by. Because I'm in a space where if I stand there long enough, I'll see every kid, every teacher. And it's just, it's a joy of my day. So I might not have really answered the question of like what's derailing me, but being outside, it allows me to you know, like really engage with kids and then problem solve. And that fills my bucket. I may not be able to help you, but I can get you to a counselor. I may not be able to help you, but I can get you to a teacher, or I'll walk you to a class, or no, let's stop and listen. And so all of a sudden today it was 4:25. Darren, you hit it on the head. And while if you look back on what I did, I can't really point to a lot of great things I did, but I can point back to numerous interactions and conversations with kids that I think were extremely valuable.
Yeah. So, well, but I think you really hit something big there, Todd. And I wrote a blog about this a couple of weeks ago that, you know, this is the time of year where more than probably any other time of the year, your visibility is just so important. It is so critical that your staff and your students, your parents, your bus drivers, your custodians, your folks working in the cafeteria, I mean, they need to see you. They need to see your two faces out and about in the building. And you need to be really intentional about that. And I like, Todd, how you're talking about that, that, you know, just simply, you know, clearing your calendar, you know, and I would push folks to maybe even go one step further, you know, clear the calendar, but then fill it back up with different blocks of where I'm going to be in the building or something like that. So that maybe you don't get pulled back away from that, because man, it's tough this time of year, but the more you can be out, the more you can be available. I like that you described, you know, being that deterrent. I mean, that's a really important piece, you know, just, you know, maybe cutting down on the likelihood that a kid makes a poor choice because they know Mr. Bloomer's hanging around somewhere. You know, I think that in and of itself is really big. No questions about it. And I got to say this too, you know, kudos to taking 2,400 kids out during the eclipse. I mean, you essentially took 2,400 high school kids out, decreased the amount of supervision, and then you dimmed the lights. So, I mean, come on, like, you know, that's a pretty risky thing. I mean, it's risky enough, I think, Dom, you know, with pre-K and K during an eclipse, walking them to the bus. I mean, I like could see that in my mind's eye, and I was like cringing. And then Todd starts dimming the lights with 2,400 high school kids. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's a once in a lifetime event, for both of you guys. I think that's fantastic. But yeah, no, Todd, I think you're just really hitting on something big there, right? Just be visible, be available, because man, your teachers need you right now. And I know your kids need you too. So Dom, what are some things you're doing to just like increase your visibility? You know, other than having an eclipse and a fire and a,
you know. you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, I've been doing that for years where I take sections and I honestly want to say I came up with this, but I might've read it in one of your books, Darren, where like I literally do block out times in my calendar where I am going places in the building, you know, visits classrooms, go to the cafeteria, go out to recess. Because again, you know, kind of to Todd's point, you know, those are the best parts of the day, right? Like, you know, I think the older I get, and I know that sounds silly because I have a lot more years to go, right? But the older I get and the more I mature in this position, I realize that I am the type of person that needs to be around the kids. You know, I'm not the type of person that is in my office, you know, typing on the computer, responding to emails, things like that. And there's a time for that too. You know, I'm not saying that I never do that. You know, that's part of the job, right? But, you know, I have to be around the kids. So for a couple years now, I've been literally taking time in my calendar and I'm saying, you know, I'm going here at this time, I'm going here at this time. When I was in my old school, and I, the more I think about this, I think it was in one of your books. I might even be quoting some of your pages, Darren. So plug to Road to Awesome. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's on Amazon. But, you know, I tell my secretaries, this is precious time for me. You know, if a teacher wants to meet with me, they know not to schedule it during that time. I did it in my old school and I do it now. More so than ever in my current situation. Because I needed to establish a relationship with my school community now as a new building leader. In my old school, I knew everyone. I was established. I was there for 15 years. You know, I had siblings and cousins and family members and things like that. But I think it was very important this year that I was that presence in the hallway. You know, the other thing I do too is I invite the teachers to invite me in. And I tell them when you're doing things with your classes, when, you know, you're having just a fun lesson, you know, I'm not going to come in with the clipboard and do the whole thing, but I just want to be there. I want to see it. And that also has been something that's been great. So in addition to my calendar, just the teachers knowing that they can invite me in because they want to share something with me. And it really is, you know, it puts a smile on my face. I love, and I feel bad at the same time, but I love walking into like a kindergarten classroom and having all of these kids, Mr. Armando, Mr. Armando, and they come running up to give you a high five. Today, a girl almost fell off a chair to give me a high five because she couldn't get the headphones off of her ears so fast. I love it because it shows that I am a presence in the building, but then I feel so bad because I do sometimes have to take away from that instruction for a moment, but I do believe it's worth it. And I feel like the teachers appreciate it because I'm not a stranger, you know, and they know that when I come in, it's more of me coming in to support and just be part of the learning community and, you know, not for anything else. So Darren, I give you credit for giving me that advice many years ago, and it does work and it does keep me grounded in that respect.
Yeah, well, there you go. Shameless plug for Road to Awesome, folks. You know what? Well, here's what we'll do. I will actually, if you don't have a copy, I will put in the show notes. I will put a link to go get that, and I'll put a code in there. You can get it. I'll even knock off a few bucks. We'll do it for $20, autographed, free shipping. I'll just drop
it. You're welcome, everyone.
There you go, Dom. Yeah, throw in a little plug for Road to Awesome in there. Love it. Love it so much. That's good stuff right there. So I'm curious, you know, Dom, we've talked about this a couple of times. We've kind of alluded to it back to the first episode that the three of us did together with some of the work you're doing now in your building. And we said we were going to loop back to you and check in and see how's the work going. What are some of those pieces? You were kind of working on that visioning and that mission work and that type of stuff. So I realize you just had an earthquake. So if you feel like you got to take a pass on giving us an update, we'll probably allow it. But I'm curious, what are you learning as a part of that work, both about your school and your community, but also what are you learning about yourself?
I mean, so much. I said it all the time because like we officially, you know, it's nice to say that we officially adopted and created like a mission and a vision for the school. And, you know, one of the things that I love so much about it was the fact that when I look at it, or really when everyone looks at it, but when I look at it, I see everyone and I hear everyone's voice, and the stakeholders feel the same way because I really did take their input from crafting this mission and this vision. And, you know, what did I learn? It's funny. And I almost feel embarrassed to say this because you would think this is like administrator 101, but one of the things that I learned is really truly the importance of getting input from the community and the stakeholders about the school. And, you know, often I look back on just my years as an assistant principal and then a principal in my old building, and I always tried to get input from the community. But I always felt at the end of the day that even the community that I received or the input that I received from the community was then somewhat manipulated to fit some type of pre-created agenda that was a mandate. I think I truly understand the importance of kind of forgetting about what those mandates are and listening to what's actually happening. Being able or given the ability, and a huge credit to my current superintendent and the board and the district and the community, but having the ability to create something from scratch and then actually going to achieve that is amazing. Where, yes, there are standards and we're teaching to the standards, and I'm not saying we're not doing that. But when we look at the whole child and we look at the social emotional development of that, and we look at community partnerships and we look at parent engagement, and now we have like these set pillars that are kind of addressing those things and actually going for it. And every professional development that I get to create to address one of these areas that the people in the community helped create, it just makes it so meaningful. It really is hard to explain, but it's awesome, right? I think it's, I don't want to say it's easy to create goals, because when this was first given to me as like one of my tasks, in my head, I'm like, you got it, boss. Like, you know, at front, I'm like, you got it, boss. But then in my head, I'm like, how am I going to do this? But now that I do it, and now that it's done, it really drives the work, and it makes us closer. And I just had this conversation today with one of the teachers in my building, who just so happens to be the union rep for the teachers union. And she was saying, like, in 7 months, they feel that they really know who I am, and we have a relationship, and it's a good one, you know, because I think we're just doing the same thing. You know, I'm helping them achieve what they ultimately want to achieve with their students. And it's just amazing, you know, and it's just knowing that this is what's going to be driving my work again over the next, let's say, 2 or 3 years, knowing that it's the voice of everyone kind of makes the job a little more meaningful.
Go ahead, Todd. Look like you're going to jump in there.
Well, I mean, I don't think I could ever be in a high school, so I guess we're meant where we need to be. But you know, it's funny because I guess it what you said just kind of also relates to elementary, because I'll ask a question and I never know what's coming out of their mouth either.
That's very true for completely different reasons, but yeah. But certainly very, very true. I mean, you guys are both hitting on something, and I just think it's just so critical. You know, if we're not really embracing and listening to the voice of our students, we're really, really missing out. I mean, you know, Todd, I think you said it really well. Sometimes education is something that we do to kids, but we really should be doing it with them. You know, we talk about those parent partnerships and how important those things are, and those community partnerships and how important those things are. But we can't lose sight of that student partnership. You know, I mean, they're not the silent partner here, or at least they shouldn't be the silent partner here. I mean, after all, they should be the one that is reaping the greatest benefit of the work that we're doing each and every day in our schools. So definitely some really great stuff there. So guys, let's do this. We're kind of winding down this particular episode, and here it is again. You know, we're at the middle of April. Man, by the time we release our mid-May episode, Todd, you're going to be right at the precipice of graduation. Dom, maybe you will have had spring break by then. I don't know. But certainly we're starting to wind it down. And, you know, Todd, you guys can see the runway. I mean, it's like you're starting to line the plane up with the runway to get it on the ground. Dominic hasn't even started his initial descent yet. But as we wrap up this particular episode, the thoughts between now and mid-May for administrators, just maybe one thing that each of you guys could share, maybe just a thought, a word of encouragement, a strategy, a hack, something to help between now and then. And you can't say go take a late spring break, because Dominic gets to do that for some reason. I don't know why, but let's...
I'll jump in, Derek.
Whoever wants to jump in, just go.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I was just telling a group at lunch, and I got a little group I call the Lunch Bunch, and it's three seniors and a junior, and I try to visit them every day, fourth period, and just talk with them. It's a bucket filler at lunch duty. And I told three seniors, and this would be my advice to administrators, is even though I can't wait to go on my summer vacation, and I can't wait to get the kids across, because graduation can be stressful for an administrator, cherish each moment and live in each day. Like, tomorrow is an exciting opportunity for a lot of great things. And like, don't wish it away. Don't miss an opportunity. Don't miss an opportunity to sit in the dugout with a baseball team, or go sit and listen to the band play one more time, because some of those kids may never play baseball or be in the band again after that. And so really, I have to constantly remind myself that, like, I'm wrapping up a senior class that'll never be back at Churchill High School again. And I want to share in those memories with those kids. So be present in everything that you do. Enjoy the Saturdays and Sundays, and my wife and I, Sunday fun day. But tomorrow from 8 to 4:30 or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whenever I get out of Churchill High School, enjoy every minute and every interaction that's there. And then as I'm out there, maybe that one interaction is just what that kid needs. And so it really gets me fired up to be out there, a cup of coffee in hand, as I'm out there talking to kids, and really just enjoy each moment, because it's going to fly by no matter what. And if we're out there enjoying the moment, making the most of it, that's the bucket filling of the job that may not oftentimes, the pay doesn't make up for it, the hours don't. It's those moments that we can create. So enjoy each moment that we're out there, and cherish it, because tomorrow's not guaranteed, and we're not getting back yesterday.
Wow. I mean, Todd, we are totally on the same page. This time of year is, you know, I'm not going to take credit for this. My AP says it all the time, where it's like we're teetering between this school year and next school year, right? So we're still trying to wrap up this school year, but our heads are already at next school year, talking about scheduling, looking at staffing, which I have to rub in. I am able to hire a teacher for next year, and I have 800 resumes to go through. I poke. but Todd, you're 100% right. It's all the little things. You know, we have next week, we have like a kid heart challenge that's taking place at 7:30 in the morning in the gym where I'm going to get pied in the face. Right. And then we have the field days that are coming up and the moving up ceremonies and the district wide carnivals. And, you know, it's all of those things where I think I speak for every educator everywhere. We're exhausted right now. Right. You know, it's hard to believe. We're winding down the year. We're tired. We're exhausted. But it's those little things that just always keep me going this time of the year, because it's so much. Like, by the time June ends, my head's going to be spinning between the award ceremonies and the dances and this and that. But that's really what I've always leaned on at this time of the year to kind of get me through and bring me home the summer vacation. So we're on the same page, Todd.
I love that. I think that's awesome. And I cannot top what the two of you are putting out there. So I'm just simply going to say this. Yes to everything that Todd and Dominic just said, but practice some gratitude as you're out and about, when you're going around and you're checking in with everybody and seeing what they need. Tell them thank you for the work that they do. Tell them thank you for being a student, you know, that's a model student at Churchill. You know, tell them thank you for being a teacher. You know, tell them thank you for, you know, being that person who's right there, you know, helping, you know, serve lunch, you know, at your elementary in, you know, in Sayville there, Dom. I mean, just say thank you. I think that's a really big thing. It's easy to forget about it. You know, it's not November. We're not, you know, counting our blessings at Thanksgiving right now. Yeah. I'm just simply saying, tell the people that are out there doing the work, thank you. Let them know you appreciate them. You know that they're going to appreciate hearing it. So, folks, that's what we got for you with episode 134 of the Leaning Into Leadership podcast. As always, Dom, Todd, thank you so much for circling the wagons with me here once a month. I absolutely love this time with you guys. It's a bucket filler. It energizes me, and I know we're bringing a lot of value to the listeners of Leaning Into Leadership. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, folks, get out there. Have a road to awesome week.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get on to the episode.
Thank you for listening to the Leaning Into Leadership podcast, brought to you by Road to Awesome. Don't forget, click subscribe, give a review, and share this with somebody who might also enjoy leaning into leadership.